The Texas Senate passed Senate Bill 9, which, if agreed to and passed by the House, would require electronic voting machines used in Texas produce a paper ballot. I was on the Secretary of State's ad hoc committee about these issues when HAVA, the Federal Help America Vote Act, was passed, which effectively forced the use of electronic voting machines on us. I also, along with an excellent Democratic Party chairman in Lubbock, co-chaired a committee on choosing electronic voting machines locally. If you don't know, it was the element in HAVA related to private voting being open to those with disabilities to the extent of even voting by using a breath pressure tube for control that effectively forced most jurisdictions to move to the newer systems. We fought hard to get machines that provided a voter-verified paper trail, but the state, which must certify the equipment, wouldn't certify a system with a paper trail, and the staff at the state elections office had open contempt for our desire for such. The issue hasn't gone away, and other states are now requiring such a voting equipment, and Texas may join them. I'm simply reminded of yet another area where Lubbock County's old leadership screwed taxpayers. For no legitimate reason, former Commissioner Patty Jones and current Commissioner Bill McKay recently spent millions to replace working equipment, which would have lasted another decade easily, with new machines without a paper trail. Yet Jones and others on the court promised we'd move to voter-verified paper trail equipment the next time around, if such was available, which it was, back when we bought the first set. Just another lie, and one which could cost millions more. I'm Robert Pratt. Join me here for Pratt on Texas weekdays at 5 p.m.